Hello, communitarians, and welcome to the second edition of The Voice, where we do the same thing we normally do, except we do it with our mouths. The quality, production, expression, or realm, according to aesthetic principles, of what is beautiful, appealing, or of more than ordinary significance. This is how Dictionary.com defines art. I like this definition, mainly because it's the first one I found. Why is your fearless leader pondering such weighty concepts as the definition of art, you might ask? Well, I'm trying to decide whether or not my favorite pastime qualifies. Okay, sure, so I'm a little late on the outrage bandwagon to respond to Roger Ebert's blog post on the Chicago Sun-Times website where he says that video games will never be art. If anyone is wondering why, it's because I'm not outraged. The rest of the gaming community I can only wag a finger at their collective insistence to correct what many perceive to be a folly on Ebert's part. Ebert was absolutely right in his conclusion when he chides us gamers for not being content to play our games and simply enjoy ourselves. Does the rest of the world consider gaming an art form? I put forward that we shouldn't care. No other hobby seeks validation from the outside world. We don't make sports lovers or avid readers or cyclists parade in front of the media defending their chosen leisure activities, and the gamer should be just as secure in his or her right to game. If you've grown up as a gamer, chances are you've been called to trial for your beliefs all the same. It's probable you've endured the awkward glances and snide remarks from parents, siblings, friends, and significant others if you've ever chosen the night of landing over a bar crawl. It's possible you've been criticized for wasting your time. Maybe you've been encouraged to recognize gaming as a childish phase, to give it up in favor of something more mature. How should we respond to these criticisms? What counter-argument can we devise to prove the worthiness of our chosen hobby? It's simple, really. We've got to give them the finger. We have to flip them bird after defiant bird until they realize we don't care what they think. The reality is that we've become our own fringe culture. We have our own mores, our own taboos, our own history, and our own language. After years of being teased and derided, we've made something pretty cool for ourselves. Now we just have to stop jumping up and down with our arms in the air, waiting for Big Brother and his friends to let us hang out with them. However, since this is a pretty intriguing issue, I'll take a stab at it without cheating. Do I believe video games are art? Yes, but not in the sense that any particular game is a masterpiece by itself. I agree with Ebert when he says no one has, quote, ever been able to cite a game worthy of comparison to the great poets, filmmakers, and novelists, end quote. In my opinion, gaming itself is the art form. Consider the unprecedented ability to tell stories using immersion and captivate audiences by simulating participation in events they'd never get to experience otherwise. The marriage of gaming and storytelling transcends even the game itself. The story becomes one about the time spent among friends and unforgettable moments merely catalyzed by the medium of gaming. Ebert says art and games are different because games can be won. This is true, but any true gamer knows that a night spent enjoying the newest releases with friends isn't at all about who wins or loses. There are beautiful experiences to be had here, experiences that the act of gaming has evoked, whether or not it was the intent of the production companies to do so. These appealing, beautiful moments are tantamount to the creation of art, according to the definition of art I've presented here. That leaves us only to debate whether or not games have a, quote, more than ordinary significance, end quote. To answer that question, I direct your attention to Child's Play, a charity initiative started in 2003 by Mike Krahulik and Jerry Holkins, creators of the webcomic series Penny Arcade, in conjunction with gamers and children's hospitals around the world. Child's Play, dedicated to the simple task of uniting sick children with games, has raised over $5 million in cash and donations since they started. Their site is replete with testimonials from people whose lives were touched by the charity, whose dark days in hospitals were brightened by the mere prospect of gaming. If the ability to make children smile isn't an art form, well, I just don't know what is. So, for those of you who do care, though I can't imagine why, rest easy. You're not just wasting away on that Xbox. You're painting the world in the broad strokes of the digital revolution. Until next time, this has been The Voice with your fearless leader in Control 88, wishing you good health and happy gaming.